Former president goes to court over the search. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump asking for a court order to stop the Justice Department from poring over the documents seized in the raid at his Mar-a-Lago estate until a special master can be appointed to oversee the process.
We need an impartial, that means not Republican, not Democrat, impartial special master to go in there, take a look at what they seized, give back to the former president what is rightfully his.
Trump attorney Alina Haba says many of the documents are covered by either attorney-client protections or by executive privilege.
The DOJ responded to the former president's court action saying, quote, the August 8th search warrant at Mar-a-Lago was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The department is aware of this evening's motion. The United States will file its response in court.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci announcing yesterday he's moving up his resignation by a full 2 years and will step down from his government jobs on December 31st this year. Says he'll move into the next phase of his career, including teaching and lecturing. Several congressional Democrats say he'll still have to answer tough questions if the GOP takes control of the Congress.
Republican Senator Rand Paul, a frequent Fauci critic, writes, Fauci's resignation will not prevent a full-throated investigation into the origins of the pandemic. He will be asked to testify under oath regarding any discussions he participated in concerning the lab leak.
Fox's Peter Ducey, referring to the broadly held belief the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, something which Dr. Fauci has denied at length. An Oklahoma County sheriff's deputy was shot to death Monday. Sergeant Bobby Schwartz was trying to serve eviction papers. A second deputy was shot and wounded. He's reported in stable condition, a suspect now in police custody after a chase. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
For a second time, a request from Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for National Guard assistance in dealing with migrants being bussed in from border states has been declined.
Bowser was turned down by the Pentagon earlier this summer when she asked for 150 National Guard troops to help with migrants being bussed in from Texas and Arizona. The mayor saying then she believed it was because she didn't say how long the Guard may be needed. The second time, she made a more specific request, and this time the Pentagon said it still can't help because the Guard doesn't have the proper training or experience. Migrants have been coming to Washington for months as border state governors hope federal lawmakers will take action to cut the number of migrants crossing in from Mexico. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Primaries today in New York and Florida. Two powerful Democrat committee chairs are facing one another in New York's 12th congressional district. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler and Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney thrown together by court-ordered congressional redistricting. Each has been in Congress for 30 years. One will lose their incumbency today. Bond has been revoked for the suspect in a widely seen, caught-on-camera sucker punch attack in the Bronx, New York.
Bui Van Phu is back behind bars, accused of a brutal attack that left Jesus Cortez in a coma with a skull fracture. Van Phu was initially charged with misdemeanor assault and harassment for the August 12th attack on Cortez. Police say he hit Cortez in the back of the head unprovoked outside a restaurant. Van Phu, who was 55, was released last Thursday, but taken into custody again the next day after a meeting with his parole officer. The New York Daily News reports that at the time of the incident, Van Phu was free on lifetime parole for a 1995 sexual assault. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.